Dear Church, we have lost a beloved member of this community, our church historian, singer in all three of our adult choirs, Evan Hsu, collapsed Thursday afternoon in a grocery store parking lot. By the time he was discovered, he had been deprived of oxygen for too long. He's being kept on life support now for the purpose of organ donations, but his spirit is with God in heaven. We've lost a beloved member, a church pillar, a friend, and an ally. His family has lost father and husband. And this as of late last evening, so no more plans have been made, and we'll let you know when they have. I invite you now to rise as you are able in body or in spirit. And let us join our voices together in the prayer that is printed on the bottom of the insert with Evan's image. Let us pray. God of all life, you are there and are going out and are coming in. You first gave us breath and you receive us at our last. Thank you for our brother Evan, for his life, for the gifts he gave, and the love that we have shared. By your Spirit, uphold us and his grieving family as we release Evan into your everlasting arms, and give us the peace that passes all understanding through our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let us hold silence. And let us sing of our faith.
Reaches to the heavens. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains.
Your justice is like a great deep.
Earth's children, high and low,
take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
We feast on the abundance of your house.
You give us strength from your river of delights.
For with you is the fountain of life.
Thank you.
Friends, Jesus said, "This is my peace I give to you. It is my peace I leave with you." The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Turn to one another, offering a sign of Christ's peace. Good people of Old South Church, we are God's people who laugh, who weep, who keep watch and wait and hope. Good people of Old South Church, we are God's people who sing and dance, who pause and ponder, who stumble and fall and try again. Good people of Old South Church, we are God's people, the young and the old, the devout and those who doubt, happy and grieving, saint or sinner, loser or winner, struggling or failing, joyful, ailing. We are God's people. We are all over the map. But God is God, and Jesus, our Christ, and the sweet spirit that came from the heavens to land on Jesus is in this place here and now, saying welcome. Welcome home, no matter who you are, who you love, or where you are on life's journey. You are welcome here as God's own beloved this Sunday and next Sunday and every Sunday after that. Welcome home. If this is your first time with us or your 400th time, we ask that you do this, that you pick up the black fellowship pad found on the end of each of your pews. Pick that up, write your name and your email, and we will write you, introducing ourselves to you. Following worship, you are invited to join us in the chapel right through the doors by which you entered this morning for a time of coffee, conversation, and birthday cake. Also following worship, young adults are invited to a drop-in small group on the third floor. I invite you to take a good hard look at the white insert in your bulletin, and you will find all sorts of ways to connect and serve, including small groups, a new community hour series on human rights, and a few ways to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Today we join with Christians around the world in gathering ourselves around the font to tell the story of God's breaking into this world in Christ's baptism, to recall our own, and even find cause to be glad in it. In this season of stewardship and generosity, we ponder the wonders given in Christian baptism and discern those gifts we return to God. This morning, we will hear from Aislinn Anderson, a member of this church and choir. She is still damp and dripping with grace from her own baptism just a year or so ago. We are glad she is with us. A bit about Aislinn can be found in the short bio on page 2 of your bulletin. Friends, before we do anything, heed this warning. These Christian waters are not ordinary waters, they are holy waters, binding together the rich and the poor, the gay and the straight, the bound and the free, the living and the dead, binding us all and calling us one and offering us transformation. To enter these waters, to wade deep into them, is to acknowledge the font is our womb, all who pass through it are sibling, an emergence from it, arising into new life, transformed. So if you're after that, if you're yearning for that, if you're hungry to renew your commitment to this transformed life, let us gather and attend to this holy thing of Christian worship, and let us dive deep into these godly waters, which are infused with God's love and care and strong and wide to keep us all. Welcome home. Welcome to worship.
Thank you. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter, starting with the 13th verse. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Let us hear for understanding.
Good morning. I'm really short. My name is Aislinn Kate Anderson, and I'm a religious mutt. You see, I was raised by a Unitarian Universalist congregation, pagan and Wiccan parents, Baptist grandparents, and attended Tennessee Wesleyan, a Methodist college. Growing up with different perspectives shaped my life and helped me see worth and value in all places where I found God. I grew up in the small science town of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the very same hometown as the director of Children and Family Ministries, Kate Nietzsche. While in Oak Ridge over the holidays, I had the opportunity to chat with my father about why he and my late mother started going to the Oak Ridge Unitarian Universalist Church when I was born. He explained that they wanted me to have a more rounded religious education than they could provide for me at home. Ultimately, they fostered me seeking out my own truth and provided an environment in which I created my own paths for journeys on belief. They continued going to the UU Church because of the community and the activism. I moved to Boston from Oak Ridge 3 years ago. My life here has simultaneously been the most amazing and the most challenging journey. Once I got a full-time job in the summer of 2017, I came by the church to express my sincere thanks to Kate Nietzsche for her support upon my arrival to Boston. The first question she asked me was, "Are you singing?" I sadly admitted that I had not been doing any singing, and while I had made small victories during my short time in Boston, I needed music and singing in my life. That's when Kate encouraged me to come and check out Summer Choir at Old South. I showed up on Sunday, August the 13th of 2017. As I began to introduce myself to a few other early arrivers, this gorgeous girl piped up and asked me what part of Tennessee I was from. Come to find out, she grew up in the next town over in Knoxville, just a half hour away from me in East Tennessee. From that moment, a beautiful friendship with Audrey Christensen developed. And I wholeheartedly believe it was fate. Audrey and I continued coming to summer choir and continued coming for the next season of festival choir. For the first time in Boston, I finally felt like I had found a community of people I could consider to be a support system. As I fell more in love with this incredible group of individuals, I fell more in love with the activism, advocacy, and mission of this church. When Audrey mentioned she was considering becoming a member of Old South, I thought it would be sweet if we became members together. I took the consideration of becoming a member very seriously. I went to a connections lunch and asked if I had to be baptized. For me, baptism has always been the action of washing of sins. I didn't exactly want a do-over. I believe my actions in life have created the person I am. I followed up Connections Lunch with a lunch with Anthony, one of the associate ministers at that time, and multiple conversations with Kate. I came away with a better understanding of what baptism means to this congregation. Being loved unconditionally is intimidating. Nobody likes to be a disappointment. The neat thing about Jesus is that he's kind and he's tolerant. He came to heal people spiritually. Love has always been his primary motivation. And so I decided that I was worthy of a love that was much greater than me, and was baptized by my dear friend Kate, surrounded by people of love, in this magnificent place. Some days I walk into both the Gordon Chapel and the sanctuary and think, how unbelievably lucky am I to sing with these people in this space. In this world of chaos, I find harmony here, pun intended. Audrey and I became members on Sunday, July 22nd of 2018. Since then, I've continued singing in festival choir, joined the gospel choir, and started singing at First Worship. Each of these groups have profoundly changed my life for the better, and I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you. You guys have loved me through some tough situations and also celebrated my victories. I came to sing and found a family. One of those people being Evan Shu. That man had not one bad bone in his body. He was so incredibly welcoming when I came to Old South, and his energy, enthusiasm, and joy will be sorely missed. I'd like to share with you the covenant of my childhood church. Rooted in love, we covenant. To gather in peace, to face conflict with compassion. To see strength in diversity, to share laughter and tears. To honor the profound in each of us. With purpose and passion, we care for one another and grow together. Rooted in love. Not too different from our mission here at Old South, is it? No. This might come as a surprise, but I am not the highest monetary giver of this church. However, I do give what I can each month. I don't just give because I love this community. I don't just give because I love our activism. I give because I am worthy of being a part of something bigger than myself. And so are you. Thanks for being a part of my journey.
Thank you.
may be seated. On this Sunday, the first Sunday after Epiphany, churches across the world celebrate the baptism of Jesus, the day he submitted to baptism in the River Jordan by his cousin John. And so we join these churches, remembering Jesus' baptism and remembering and renewing our own. I invite you to raise your hand in blessing over this water. Bless by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water. By your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in we who are gathered here this day, that we may rise and rise and rise in Christ. Amen. We remember that day when Jesus came from the Galilee to be baptized, and he knelt in the river, and John poured cool river water over his head, and it ran down his face and his chest. And at that moment, the story says, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and a voice from heaven cried out, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." In the act of baptism, the heavens open and God's love is made manifest again. Today we will invite you to come forward. You'll see there's a little map in your bulletins, so the circles go around this way and around this way. So Rick, you're gonna be the last one going that way. Pam and Scott, you're the first ones going this way. We'll go in a circle, a kind of a pilgrimage. We'll invite you to come forward, to come before God, to return to this water and reclaim that divine love revealed in baptism that the day Jesus was baptized. But for now, we invite you to hear words shaped for us in the United Church of Christ statement of faith. I ask you to rise as you are able and repeat after me. We believe in you, O God, eternal Spirit.
We believe in you, O God, eternal Spirit.
You call the worlds into being.
You call all the worlds into being.
Create persons in your own image.
Create persons in your own image.
And set before each one.
And set before each one.
The ways of life and death.
The ways of life and death.
In Jesus Christ. You have shared our common lot.
You have shared our common lot.
Conquering sin and death.
Conquering sin and death.
Reconciling the world to yourself.
Reconciling the world to yourself.
You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit.
You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit.
Binding in covenant.
Binding in covenant.
Faithful people.
Faithful people.
Of all ages, tongues, and races.
All ages, tongues, and races.
You call us into your church.
You call us into your church.
To accept the cost and joy of discipleship.
To accept the cost and joy of discipleship.
To be your servants.
To be your servants.
In the service of others.
In the service of others.
To proclaim the gospel to all the world.
To proclaim the gospel to all the world.
To resist the powers of evil.
To resist the powers of evil.
And to share in Christ's baptism.
And to share in Christ's baptism.
Amen.
Amen.
Church, you are invited now to come forward. We will impose water on you. You can offer your forehead or your hand, and we will ask you to renew your baptismal vows. If you have not been baptized, you're welcome to come forward anyway, receive a blessing, and know the holiness of this time and place. Come now, remember your baptism, for you are God's beloved, with whom God is well pleased.
To the one.
God be with you.
Also with you.
May the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts.
Christ is our peace, our life, and our hope.
Let us pray. Holy God, as we approach you in prayer this morning, we are so very aware of how fragile life can be, and aware too that you know what it is to be fully human, vulnerable, struggling, loving, hoping. Through the waters of baptism and the gifts of your Holy Spirit, your love washes over us, binding us together, offering us freedom and forgiveness. All of our beginnings and endings flow from you. To our world crying for justice, you promise that justice will flow like streams. To a world crying for peace, you promise the deep and abiding shalom that embraces us all. As we turn our thoughts to you, attend these, the silent prayers and meditations of our hearts. We give thanks and praise to you, O God, for the gift of each day, for the gift of each opportunity to live as you would call us to live, following the path of your Son, Jesus, your beloved. And together we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Clergy do what I am doing right now a lot. Ask for money, invite your generosity, do the call to the offering. And just so you know, I coach and urge the clergy of Old South Church, saying, don't you dare get up here and ask for money from these good people without bringing your own offering, don't you dare. It's about integrity and authenticity. It's also about community, taking hold of an oar, just one oar. If we all do that, if we each take hold of one oar, together we will move this great, old, heavy, mighty ship of faith through storm and calm, through wind and weather, through life and death, Together, each on an oar, we can do what no one of us, and not even a few of us, could begin to do. It takes all of us. It's also about believing, deeply believing both in the cause, that is, in the work of this church, and I believe in the work of this church. I believe in the work you do every day, all the committees, all the task forces, all the service projects, all the education. It's about believing in this work, and it's also about believing in the Christian practice of generosity, which is, at the end of the day, one of the seven virtues. So just so you know, I'm not asking of you anything I've not already committed to. I would not do that. I've been giving to churches, pledging to churches I have served since 1981, and over those years have given proportionately. And if you are asking yourself how much, here's what we like to say at Old South Church: until it makes you smile, until it makes God smile, that's enough. That's just right. Because as you might imagine, it works so, so much better when it's about joy and not about duty. The morning's offering will be given and gratefully received.
And bring me wine, bring me wine, Lord, hither. Thou and I will see in time when we bear them thither.
Every son, which the saint had written, ever is sent all his own.
us pray. Bless these our gifts, O God, and they who gave them, and they who wished to give but could not. Bless these gifts that they may be used well and wisely in the church's ministries of justice, mercy, and beauty. Amen. Go from this place loving God so very much that you love nothing else too much, and fearing God just enough that you need fear nothing else at all. And the blessing of Almighty God, our Creator, Christ, our brother and Savior, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and every day, and let the whole church say, Amen.